For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. It seems one of the president's long-time running friendships is over, as USA's Chris Barnes reports.
He once famously said he'd take a bullet for Donald Trump, but Michael Cohen pleaded guilty Tuesday to 8 charges, including tax evasion and bank fraud, but also in court implicated his former boss, saying that a candidate had directed him to pay off 2 women to help influence the 2016 election. The descriptions of the payments fit those made to porn star Stormy Daniels and Playboy model Karen McDougal. President Trump, who always spoke very highly of Cohen, tweets on Wednesday morning, quote, "If anyone is looking for a good lawyer, I would strongly suggest you don't retain the services of Michael Cohen." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A Medal of Honor was awarded posthumously to an Air Force sergeant killed while trying to save a Navy SEAL in Afghanistan. Technical Sergeant John Chapman was mortally wounded after his helicopter crash-landed in enemy-infested Taker Gar Mountain in March of 2002. The president says that Chapman fought bravely on.
In this final act of supreme courage, John gave his life for his fellow warriors.
Chapman saved many of the soldiers in the process.
Through his extraordinary sacrifice, John helped save more than 20 American service members.
Chapman's widow, Valerie, accepted the honor on behalf of her husband. The Democratic National Committee says it's stopped an attempt to hack its database that houses information on millions of voters nationwide. Party officials say DNC contractors notified the party on Tuesday of an apparent hacking attempt, and the committee notified police. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
Facebook has quietly begun to assign its users a reputation score, predicting their trustworthiness. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The prediction of a user's trustworthiness is part of a broader effort to reduce the spread of misinformation. The social media platform's been calculating and assigning the reputation scores to users who report content as fake, according to the company, which says it then takes a user's score into account when the individual flags future stories as false or misleading. The goal of the system is to account for instances when users report accurate news reports as false just because they disagree with their premise. A Facebook product manager says Facebook will also counteract organized disinformation campaigns that rely on mass reporting of unwanted posts. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A powerful hurricane called Lane is aiming for Hawaii as folks in southeast Texas mark 1 year this Saturday since Hurricane Harvey made landfall there.
We want to be very clear. Hurricane Lane is a dangerous storm.
The vice president asked residents of Hawaii to be on alert as Lane approaches with winds in excess of 150 miles per hour. In front of Texas leaders who were in the midst of a tragedy a year ago, Pence asked for prayer. Officials in Hawaii are encouraging residents to stock up on food and water. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy.